Well, good morning again.
Good morning.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
Even though it's rainy, right? I am so glad to be with you this morning and so honored to be here to install your pastor as the official pastor of Living Faith. But we are grateful for her leadership, for her ministry, for her calling to be a mission developer. She's kind of the soldier on the front line, going to start a congregation in a place and bring a message of hope and the message of good news and unite people around the message of the gospel and the Lord's table. That is fantastic work in the life of the church. When I was called to come to the United States from Bethlehem, from the Holy Land, I was called to come here as a mission developer and start my first congregation in Brooklyn, New York. Anybody from Brooklyn?
Yay!
Hey! There you go! But also this morning, I bring you greetings on behalf of our Bishop, Bishop Pedro Suarez, Bishop of the Florida Bahamas Synod, who is lifting you in prayers today, especially greeting to Pastor Marianne, and he is actually in Jacksonville today because we have the youth extravaganza. It's a phenomenal time in the life of the church to bring our young people around the message of the gospel, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So again, so happy and privileged to be with you here today. And I love the gospel reading for this morning. The gospel reading, just to remind you, here is Jesus, just started his public ministry, and he's going from place to place to proclaim the message of good news. And as his habit was, he used to go to church on Saturday or to the synagogue. And as he went to the synagogue, the scroll was pushed to him to read, and he opened the scroll, and here is the book of Isaiah. And he reads and proclaims these words for the hearers. And he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that the captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free." He closes the scroll, gives it back, and goes to sit down. Then he preaches the longest sermon in the world. And he said, "The scripture you have just heard has been fulfilled this very day." That was the longest sermon in the world. And everybody like, "What? What are you talking about?" They could not understand and see that this person, the son of Joseph and Mary from Nazareth, will say these words. And you can hear the people start whispering, "Isn't this Jesus the son of Joseph, the carpenter? Didn't his father screwed up my order?" Another person saying, "Oh man, I gotta get out of here. I owe his father some money." You know? But they start pondering in their heart, what does this mean? This great Lutheran question. Here are people in captivity under the Roman occupation in Palestine. They are dealing with different forces that restricting their lives. And here is this person who is normal, who comes and proclaims this amazing message. A message that the poor will be fed, the captive will be set free. There will be something in you. Something in you. And today is about something in you. Living Faith is something in you. Living Faith is a place where God has called you to be together to form this congregation. Some place in you where God has called you and to work through you to be blessing to those who are still struggling in the darkness of this world. God has called you and made you new and commissioned you that you can proclaim a message of peace and justice in the world. When we are divided by politics, when we see young people shot on our streets because of their skin colors, when churches are bombed, as just happened in the Philippines, 20 people got killed, we are about something in you. We don't lose hope. We cling to that hope that comes from God that empowers us to go into the world to proclaim God's love and salvation, to bring that message of hope. and to restore people's dreams and hopes. The system is sick. Therefore, will be always divisions, right? Discrimination. People who are not accepted because they don't look like us or speak different language. Yet to them, Jesus comes to say, today you are made new. Today you are set free. Today you are accepted in the kingdom of God. And all of us together are workers in that kingdom of God. Because the kingdom of God is not something in the future. It is here and it is now. One of my favorite stories, this church that's called a new pastor. And the whole committee was so proud. They finally found a pastor to come and serve the congregation. So the pastor comes on Sunday and he preaches this unbelievable sermon. Everybody loved it. The call committee felt so proud that they found the right pastor to serve this congregation, and everybody was pleased. The next Sunday, the pastor came and he preached the same exact sermon. And people started making excuses. Well, maybe he just knew he didn't have time to unpack, or he just sitting in his home, he didn't have time to write a new sermon, so it's fine, right? We'll let it go. What happened is the following Sunday, he came and he preached the same exact sermon. So now everybody pointing the fingers at the cult committee, like, what did you do to us? What's happening? And the cult committee was so impressed, we don't know what's happening. And you know, again, like people in the synagogue making excuses, it's okay, let's see what happens next week. What happened next week? So everybody goes to the pastor, what's going on? Every Sunday you're preaching the same sermon. He said, well, When you do what I told you on my first sermon, I will preach my second sermon. Right? A friend of mine told me faith without action is hallucination. Right? And unless we live our faith in our daily life in relationship to our neighbor, our faith becomes hallucination. We become onward looking, but when Christ has called us to look outward. You know, I grew up in the Holy Land. And we just spoke about the baptism of Jesus, and you heard about the River Jordan, right? The River Jordan comes and it divides. Part of it goes to the Dead Sea and part of it goes to the Sea of Galilee. Now, if you love fishing and you go to the Dead Sea, good luck. That's what they call a Dead Sea. There's nothing there. No fish. Nothing. And if you try to drown yourself, good luck with that too. You will never drown because the water will keep fishing you up. But if you go to the Sea of Galilee, it's full of life. It's full of fish. It's full of things underwater that will impress you. Things will make you go like, wow. It is like snorkeling. Go to the Sea of Galilee. The scenery underwater just ample. It's just full of life. The fish colors is incredible. So what's the difference? Is the water come from the same exact river? Why one is dead and one has life? Anybody know? Very simple. Because the water goes to the Dead Sea and stays there. It never goes out. It never recycles. It even renews. But the water that goes into the Sea of Galilee goes out to the ocean, so it's always renewing. It's always new, right? And the same thing, the Holy Spirit, when it comes into us, if it doesn't go out and stay only in us, we become like the Dead Sea. We are going to die. But when God's Spirit comes in us and it flows out of us to the world, we will be renewed, we will be reshaped, we will experience God's love and peace. And we will allow others to be blessed by God's love and peace as well. Because we are called to serve in a broken world. And Jesus said, we are the salt of the earth. We are the ones who come to bring that message that enriches people's life, to bring them into a life of reconciliation with Jesus. So, today I am happy to be here because the reading from 1 Corinthians, we didn't read it today, but speaks about the body. And there are so many members in that body. Right? So many members in that body. If the whole body was ear, the problem will have really serious problem. And as we are the body of Christ in this place, Pastor Marianne is called here to be the interpreter of the gospel. She is called to teach and preach. She is called to inspire you. She is called to be a leader here to help you follow her, to do God's will. But it is not only her responsibility and her duty. It is not that she came here to do micromanagement. She came here to inspire and to call you into a life of service to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. She called you to let you discover what is your spiritual gifts and take these spiritual gifts and put them in practice in relationship to your neighbor and to those God places in your way in your daily life. Discover what God has called you to be and how you are proclaiming that message in your life to set up the captive free, to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to work for justice and peace. How you can be that living faith in a world that is dying from sin. Amen. I have to tell you, the most important person in my life is my great-grandmother. At the age of 18, she was pregnant, and my great-grandfather had to flee the country because of war. She never followed him because she wanted to protect the land and the house. Faith was the cornerstone of her life. But she understood what faith meant. When we'll go and collect the olives from our olive trees and squeeze them and make the oil, she will bring and give me a jar and she'll say, "This is for the church." I say, "Grandma, but we don't have money, we are poor." She said, "See, that is the wrong thinking. And you guys' generation are going to forget about God." She will give me the jar and I will walk about 5 miles to the church to drop it at the church. That was her donation. My great-grandmother understood what faith meant, understood what stewardship meant, understood that these little acts that she does contribute to expand God's kingdom. No matter how small or big, she understood her role in God's kingdom. Carry that jar of oil and take it to the church, because that is my contribution. And whenever we have a neighbor who was in need, she will go under the cover of darkness and help. We didn't have running water at that time. We had a well. Even just filling that jar of drinking water and take it to them was her biggest contribution, but she did it filled with faith and understanding what God called her to do. So today Jesus is saying, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you in this place. And God is calling you for great and amazing things." God is calling you for great and amazing things. And as we do these things, we are touching the lives of others and we change them and change them forever. Let me just conclude with you with a story. Yesterday I was doing a church retreat. And while people are sharing, this person, his name is Jose, said, "I want to share my story." I said, "Jose, go ahead." He said, "Well, I was in and out of prisons. I was a drug addict. I took advantage of people and sometimes I had to rob in order to buy my next fix. And I was so lost, I didn't think anything can bring me back. But one day, because he was so hungry and was so thirsty and has nothing else to wear, walked into the church to get something to eat or to drink, or maybe they give him a piece of cloth to cover himself. What he has experienced there changed his life forever. He found a woman there who took him to Walmart and bought him a clothes. It was Saturday night about 11 when she heard the story from the pastor. We have this guy came and she found him on the street, took him to Walmart. He said, "Where are you going tomorrow morning?" He said, "I'm going to church." He said, You want to come with me? He went with her to church.
The love that he experienced in that church changed his life forever. He went into
a recovery program. He dedicated his life to serve God. And now you can't shut him up about sharing his story, how that church has changed his life. Simply because of act of kindness, one member of the congregation who heard about her story, that he came to the church and she went on the street looking for him, took him to Walmart, bought him clothes the next day, brought him to church. Not all of us can do that. That woman had that passion for homeless people and she did it. But all of us is gifted by the Holy Spirit with something that we can do. All of us are gifted by the Holy Spirit for something to do and to participate in expanding God's kingdom. Don't let the Spirit of God in you be like the Dead Sea, but allow it to flow. Allow it to touch. Allow it to reshape you and allow it to reshape others. I was talking to a young person the other day, and he said, I'm sorry, I said, and one last story. I was talking to a young guy the other day, and he said, God gave up on me, and he gave me his back. I said, how? He said, God just gave up on me and gave me his back. I said, well, can I ask you this question? He said, yes. I said, what do you do? He said, I'm a college student. I said, so in college you study that the sun is always there, never moves, right? What moves? The earth. And that's why we have what? Day and night. So the sun is there, the earth moves around the sun, and we have day and night. I said, what's happening with you? God is always there, shining. God is always present. What happened? You gave him your back. That's why there is darkness in your life. If you allow yourself to be turned and face him, you will see that God is there, calling you, loving you, caring for you, finding you. And the fact that you and I met today, that's God's invitation for you to turn around. He asked me to pray with him, and I did. And I encouraged him to go to church. How many people are turned around and they say we can't see God? Our invitation is to help them turn around and see this loving, caring, amazing, incredible God who loves and cares for every and each one of us. Because in the Psalm 23 it says, there in the valley of shadow of death. And in order to have shadow, we need to have what?
Light.
Right there in the darkest places in our lives, God is still shining and calling us to be his hands and feet in the world. So today, as we celebrate Pastor Marianne's installation, we also celebrate the fact that this congregation is committing itself to God's work and ministry in the world. You have an amazing leader who's going to lead you. I hope you will follow filled with faith and God's Spirit, and we will hear about the great work and ministry that you do here and throughout Port St. Lucie and the tradition and wherever God is calling you. Because God is here, present with you, through his love and mercy to all of us. To him be glory and honor, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.